Joining us in the studio is business leader, business guru, Hixonia Niyasulu for Boardroom 101. Hixonia Niyasulu has served on multiple global boards. She is the perfect person to give you business advice. And this morning, we've got her back in to discuss the ethics line, why you must always act with integrity, in this morning's episode of Boardroom 101. Hello, Hixonia.
Hello, Darren.
The ethics line, why you must always act with integrity.
You know, as I walked into the East Coast radio station, I was so delighted because we were going to be talking about the ethics line. I was so happy to see that what I am going to be saying is outside.
It's
on your board.
That we're living it.
And what it says is there isn't any self-respecting company in this day and age that doesn't have an ethics line. Because it is so important that companies understand what their employees are doing. Their own employees are not just their ambassadors outside, but their eyes and ears within. And I'm always surprised by how many people think they can get away with things. I've watched careers destroyed because people had a corporate credit card and they just thought they could go wild and spend on personal things. And because I'm the CEO or the CFO and I'm senior enough, no one can question.
We're not just talking about Dudu Mieni.
No. No.
I'm putting words in your mouth. Scratch that.
No. But we're talking about a whole lot of people who think I'm taking my dog to the vet.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll use my corporate card. I'm buying flowers for my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'll use my corporate card.
I'm driving
card.
To a family function in Bloemfontein. I'll use the business
exactly,
card.
Exactly, the petrol card.
Yeah.
And they think they can get away with it. And that, for me, the mind boggles.
Yeah.
In this day and age where every company has an
but Hixonia, I have to tell you, and I meet a hell of a lot of people, and I share your sentiment that the ethics screams loudly to me, I can't use business money for this. But I witness it, corners being cut all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And people just think it is so insignificant. You know, people look at it and
it's
say,
almost you sense it's a forgivable
sin. It's 600 rand and our company is a 3 billion rand company.
Yes.
What is 600 rand
they
for
won't
my
notice
girlfriend's
it
flowers? They won't notice it. The truth of the matter is they notice it because it is that young girl straight out of school or that young man straight out of school who sits with all the receipts and is having to sort them out. You know, their job may seem menial to most people, but those people are critical to the company because they pick up something and they have been schooled to understand that no one is untouchable. So it doesn't matter that you are the CEO of the company. If this expense doesn't look normal, they have to question it. And I'm sure the first thing they will do is question you about it. And you blow them off and say, you know, don't waste my time. The next thing they're going to do is send it to the ethics line, because this is where they have anonymity. Or they might even be scared to tell you about it because you're just so senior. But they know it is wrong because they know that's not what, you know, people should be doing. And so it goes through the ethics line. Let me tell you how this ethics line has life.
Okay.
Because most people see it as just an announcement on a board somewhere that says, you know, the company has, you know,
these are
tip-offs anonymous or ethics line or what. But that record of everything that has been raised in the ethics line goes to the audit committee of a company. So it is detailed, and it will be as detailed as so-and-so, you know, accused of sexual harassment, you know, has a habit of calling young women into his office and asking for favors. So-and-so uses his wife's company for catering.
Yes.
And everybody knows that is not allowed because that's a related party.
Yes.
You cannot use related parties in a company environment. At least if you did, you would have to disclose and be transparent, and the decision would be made by someone
and still
other
go
than
through,
yourself.
I don't know what the business equivalent of a tender process is.
Exactly. Conduct themselves with honesty and integrity, because you are being watched.
Yeah.
And you are being watched, and the policeman is the ethics line. And the police are the people that you work with. They will be watching that you use the company car on a weekend to go to a soccer match. Someone will have seen you, you know, use a corporate card when you were having lunch with your friends, and you think you can put it down as marketing costs, you know, I took some clients out to lunch. Somebody might have seen you and it will find its way into the ethics
line. The truth will out.
Always. And we will close it at
that. I love that.